England Boxing Safeguarding Policy. Children and Young People. Version 3.1. This audio version has been created to support accessibility to England Boxing's documents. Policy Statement. England Boxing is committed to safeguarding and promoting the welfare of children, young people, and adults at risk involved in our sport. All children, young people, and adults at risk must be valued and treated with equality and fairness, regardless of their age, gender, race, color, nationality, ethnic or national origin, ability, disability, religion or belief, or sexual identity. Every child, young person, and adult at risk should be able to participate in boxing in a safe, friendly, and enjoyable environment. Safeguarding is everyone's responsibility. The implementation of this policy and the safeguarding code apply to all participants in boxing in England. 1. Key safeguarding principles. 1.1. This policy applies specifically to children and young people. Children and young people have the right to protection from the risk of or actual abuse and harm. The four main types of abuse are defined as physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and neglect. Failure to safeguard the welfare and safety of participants or protect them from the risk of or actual abuse and harm will be viewed as a breach of this policy. 1.5. All allegations or suspicions of abuse or harm will be taken seriously and responded to swiftly, fairly, and appropriately. We recognize the role and responsibilities of the statutory agencies in safeguarding and protecting children and young people, and we are committed to fully complying with their procedures. This policy operates in conjunction with the relevant government policies, legislation, and guidance that seeks to safeguard and protect children and young people. 2. England Boxing's commitments. Report to the workforce and safeguarding and compliance, legal and HR subcommittees regarding safeguarding matters. 2.2. Appoint a safeguarding board lead as a director of England Boxing. 3. Appoint suitably trained regional welfare officers in each region. Ensure all affiliated clubs have a listed and suitably trained club welfare officer, and that they are visible and approachable to club members. Ensure members, through education, are aware of their safeguarding responsibilities and understand the procedures of what to do and who to contact if they have a safeguarding concern or receive a disclosure. 2.6. Take appropriate and proportionate action against those who fail to safeguard the welfare and safety of children and young people. Raise safeguarding standards and awareness through the provision of education, training, campaigns, rules, policies, codes, procedures, and guidelines. Develop a culture which empowers the reporting of safeguarding concerns without fear of victimization or reprisal. Involve children and young people in decision-making and planning to hear their voices as part of creating a positive safeguarding culture in boxing. Zwei Hundertchen. Provide and promote safer recruitment processes within England Boxing, regions and clubs. Zwei Elft. Deliver a robust safeguarding induction for all apprentices. Zwei Hunderts Wolf. Record. Monitor and safely store confidential information for all safeguarding concerns. 2.13. Work with and share information with the police, local authority, designated officers, and any other relevant body or statutory agency in line with legal obligations. Dues sent, quatuors. Manage the England Boxing DBS check procedure and notify the relevant statutory bodies of anyone who is removed or removes themselves from working in regulated activity. 2.15. Undertake an annual review of this policy and the safeguarding code. Page or two. 3. Identifying and reporting safeguarding concerns. 3.1. Safeguarding concerns can arise in many ways, places, and contextual settings. The starting point is that the participation of children and young people in boxing must be enjoyable and safe. Any behavior or safeguarding breach that puts at risk the welfare of a child or young person is a safeguarding issue. 3.2. Reporting process. All safeguarding concerns must be reported as soon as possible to a club welfare officer or regional welfare officer, and/or to England Boxing's compliance and safeguarding manager or compliance team. This referral and reporting may take place directly with England Boxing or via the club and/or regional route. The compliance and safeguarding manager can be contacted via email at safeguarding@englandboxing.org or the safeguarding mobile on 07590 600001 during office hours Monday to Friday. If a child, young person, or an adult at risk is in immediate danger, please call the emergency services on 999. 3.3. Members should not decide whether a child or young person has been abused, nor is it a member's responsibility to investigate any safeguarding concerns or allegations, or determine whether abuse or harm has taken place, but rather report concerns appropriately. 4. Resources. This policy should be read in conjunction with the following England Boxing policies, codes, and guidelines in priority order. Safeguarding Adults Policy. B. Safeguarding Code. C. Safeguarding Procedure. D. Dealing with Responsibilities and Outcomes of Positions of Trust Policy. And E. Whistleblowing Guide. Safeguarding. 4.2. Further guidance documents can also be found as part of England Boxing's rules, policies, codes, procedures, or guidelines on the England Boxing website. This policy has been influenced by the guidance provided by A. the NSPC, page 3. B. Child Protection in Sport Unit. C. Anne Craft Trust. D. Children Act 1989 and 2004. And E. Working Together to Safeguard Children 2023. 4.4. Well-being and mental health signposting is also available on the England Boxing website. End of documnet.